You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 265, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says nothing will be impossible for you when your motives are pure and your business pursuits are willingly yielded to God. And joining me on today's show is Shay Vines. Shay, she is a passionate storyteller. She's a mentor as well as a teacher on kingdom entrepreneurship. She's the founder and chief fire igniter of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, where she inspires, teaches, and mentors Christian entrepreneurs to do business in partnership with God and have a greater kingdom impact in the marketplace. Now, on today's show, Shay is going to share faith and obedience to God's instructions is key to success in life and business. She's going to talk about intimacy with God and a revelation of His love is the foundation for trusting and yielding to Him, as well as the world's badge of honor of hustling and grinding is an inferior substitute for working by the infinite power of God's grace and favor, and so much more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. I love the topics that you're going to talk about today. This morning I sat down and I was reading some notes that I had written down. I was participating in a kingdom driven business entrepreneurship. It was an event here in Melbourne, Australia, and I had written something along the lines of, you know, your business will grow to the rate of your intimacy with God. And I tell you, I went, whoa, that is incredible, because it's so true, isn't it? You know, we can build incredible businesses, but it is only on the foundation of where we really put our faith and our trust in the Lord, particularly when we say we are building kingdom-focused business. And, of course, this is something you're going to talk about today. But how are you? What's happening in your world?
I am doing fantastic. It's funny, I was actually just came back from Colorado a few days ago where Rich Marshall, who's the host of a show called God at Work on God TV Network, he had just brought together just a crew of folks that just love God, you know, have a passion for the kingdom and entrepreneurship. And we had no formal agenda. He's like, if you want to come, come. And like 30-something folks came, and it was amazing just how God moved amongst a bunch of folks who didn't know each other and just came together to see what's on the King's agenda, you know, for a bunch of folks who have a heart for the kingdom in the marketplace.
I love that because, you know, often we'll sit in church and, you know, be ministered to, and it's amazing, but there's not often a crossover between from the pulpit to business. And I know that, you know, when we look at the Bible, sometimes we can misinterpret things, and we know that the love of money is not what should drive us. However, in business, it's important that we generate income and money, because then we can, of course, contribute to kingdom projects and things like that. So it's great when, as you say, you get together with other business-minded folks, but also people who really love the Lord as well, and hence this is really an opportunity today to share that as well, being this that this is the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. So let's talk about faith and obedience to God's instructions. It's key to success and life in business. What insights do you want to share in this area?
Yeah, sure. You know, the world gives us a lot of models for what success looks like, right?
Yeah.
And as an entrepreneur, a lot of times, you know, Christian or otherwise, especially as a believer in business, as you're learning, a lot of times you're getting, you know, you're getting your insight and your thoughts around success and business from just kind of what you see around you, right? From the folks who are teaching you business.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I see a lot of folks struggling with is just this idea of like what success looks like, and almost like they have to see a manifestation of a certain profit or a certain progress or something before they can say, you know, I'm successful in business. And one of the things I'm always telling people is like, if you are operating out of faith and obedience to what the Lord's, you know, calling you to do, is leading you to do, then you're already a success. You are walking out a success journey, right? That has many milestones across the way, but you should already have the mindset that I am a success because my heart is yielded to God, my business is yielded to God, and I'm kind of postured towards him and I'm aligned with him, you know, wherever he desires to go, I'll pivot. Right.
Yes.
And when we have that heart and we're faithful and diligent, success is already yours. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to encourage people with that, because sometimes it can, you know, it can feel like a long road, and especially in business where you're like, you know, with social media, you get like the glitz and the glamour and the supposed overnight success stories that really yes. were like 20 years in the making and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But there's so much smoke and mirrors and not complete stories and not true, you know,
yes.
authentic stories. There's not enough of them. Mm-hmm. And so I really just like to encourage folks to look at it from a different point of view mm-hmm. and just enjoy it. I call it the wild and crazy and amazing adventure with God.
Yes.
You know? And if we look at it that way and just enjoy the journey along the way, knowing that we're a success when our hearts, you know, when we're posturing our hearts in the right way, I think it makes the journey that much more graceful.
Yeah, there's so many golden nuggets in that, and I think it's such a great reminder all the time, because we do have our goals and what we're trying to achieve. And I think from a kingdom perspective and from a godly perspective, there are often things within that, and this is something that I've had to really battle with, but also it's an overcoming, is realizing where do we put our faith, where do we put our trust, where do we spend a lot of our time. And also, too, what disappoints us and what do, as you said, where do we put our expectations and success and significance? And often, this is such a great reminder for all of us, often the enemy knows exactly what our trigger points are. For me, you know, there's things around rejection and abandonment and everything from a young child. And so for me, I mean, I always wanted to be noticed, because as a child, I wanted to be noticed. But the Lord has kind of said, well, look, you need to know that I notice you first, and that should be your only measure to success. I see yeah. you. And I think as I realize, as I've gotten older, and sometimes time and maturity, that waiting stage, you know, in that waiting room can bring you all sorts of insights. But I think once we identify that, what are our triggers? Do we go constantly back to the Lord and allow Him to heal us in that area, so that when we are focused, this is not an area that the enemy can continue to trigger us and keep us off track? Is that something
yes.
that you've found as well in your own journey and maybe with clients too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what my triggers were too. So growing up, so I went to college for computer science. So I was a software engineer by background. In my career, I was a project manager, so a project planner, a program director. So I, very analytical, logical thinker, line upon line, plans for my plans, backups, risk mitigation, like have it all planned out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's kind of how I work. And there's nothing wrong with that per se, but if it's not yielded to God and you have that along with being like achievement and performance driven, like it's very hard to be yielded to God, you know, in
yes.
that and
yes.
not, you know, operating in your own strength and trying to force things to happen and stuff like that. And so the work that God really had to do in my heart was to help me to truly trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was always like I could say that I trusted Him, but really I was looking at other things as my source. I was really trusting in my own abilities, you know,
yeah.
all of those things. And He really did a work on me. And it was interesting the way He did it for me was this was just like a few months before Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur was launched in 2012. And I was at this women's conference. And the pastor was talking about, you know, how God gives us eyes to see things the way He sees them and ears mm-hmm. to hear things the way He hears them. And she had prayed over everybody. And the audience said, close your eyes. I'm going to pray over you guys. And He shows you something or speaks to you or whatever. And so, you know, she'd ask people like, did you see anything? I didn't see anything. She'd ask, have you heard anything? Stand up. You know, I hadn't heard anything. And I was like, what am I, like chopped liver? Like I knew there was more to God and I just wanted to experience more. And so she had everyone stand up and she was sharing the closing words for whatever she was talking about. And in the middle of her talking, like no one touched me, okay?
Mm.
But in the middle of her talking, I fell to the ground. And my nose was on top of the shoe of the woman who I came with to the conference. And I could not move a muscle, like at all. And so I'm trying to get up and I can't get up. And I'm like, Lord, why am I on this floor? Get me up off this floor. And it felt like an eternity. And I finally was like, okay, God, I'm here. Clearly you want to talk to me. You know, what is it?
Yeah.
And I had a vision for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me on a playground. and we were playing the trust fall game, you know, where you stand, you have someone's behind you and you fall back and they'll you have to trust that they catch you. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I trusted enough to fall back, but at the last second, I put my arm back to brace myself for the fall. And I heard the Lord say to me, "That's what you do to me." And I was just like shocked, you know, stunned in the moment. It wasn't condemning, but it was very convicting. And he said, "Do you want to know why you do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Because you have no idea how much I love you." And as soon as he said that, I was able to get up. And for the next 2 weeks, like the next morning and the next 2 weeks when I went home from the conference, he was constantly showing me things. I had so many ridiculous, radical encounters with God. And every time he'd say, "You see how much I love you? That's how much I love you, you see?" And so he was inundating me, overwhelming me with his love. And it took all of that for me to break down to the point where I'm like, okay, clearly you have my best in mind. You know, you clearly know my end from the beginning. I trust you with my life. I trust you in business. I trust you with everything. Mm-hmm. But for me, it took that because I was so dependent and so driven by my own abilities, you know?
Yeah. And it's almost like, you know, how often, you know, if someone's praying for patience and we often humor it by saying, "Now, you know, I trust you, Lord, as long as everything's organized, all the spreadsheets are adding up and you know that there's going to be a whole lot of chaos in your future if that's something that you're struggling with." And I think, this is something that I love to speak in for you to speak into too, because obviously he's knitted in you the strength to be organized. Now that is something that you can continue to use within the kingdom. But here's something that I would often say too, and I think it really relates beautifully to what we're talking about, a strength. If we overplay that or we trust it too much, and that's where we hold our trust, it becomes a weakness. And when we're talking about God, it can be a stumbling block because of the fact that we see this and we put our foundations and trust on that. But as soon as we bypass and say, "You know what, this is a skill, it's a gift, it's a strength that I've been blessed with, I'm going to use it to your glory, but I'm trusting you first and foremost," then he can continue to use that strength in and through us in the work that we're doing. So now I would imagine that strength is really a blessing that you have for others. You teach others, show others, and you can use it now to glorify him in your work. Is that something that you've seen now come about?
That's exactly what happened. I mean, he had to walk me through a whole season of learning to be sensitive to his voice. My whole project plan out so far ahead, he'd break that down and like, I'd have to walk with him day by day. Like I didn't even know like, what are we doing tomorrow? Like I had no vision beyond like a day, a week, 30 days, which was so different for me. But what happened was after I did a whole season of that, I'd say probably like a year and a half to 2 years of walking with him in that way and just focusing on my intimacy with him and who I am in him. I remember distinctly when I was saying, I had this moment where I was like, "Okay, God, what are we doing next?" And it was like silence. Like, "Okay, what are we doing next?" Silence. And it was like for a month of just silence. And I was like, and I remember just saying, "God, like you were showing me things, like what happened? Like I'm following you." And I remember saying, "What are we doing, Jesus?" And I heard, "What are we doing?" Yeah. And after that, he started to speak to me about, "You have my heart now. So like now all the things I've put on the inside of you, your planning, your blueprints, your analytical self, you're like all of those things. Like now that you know how to walk with me and be sensitive to my voice, my course correction, my redirection, you know, now that you can do that, now I want you to embrace all of that. Now go dream, go do, you know, have fun because it's all for my glory." Yeah. And that's what he took me through. But it was like a good 18 months of just learning to just walk with him. Mm-hmm. And I had to, because again, what was he calling me to? To inspire, teach, and mentor Christian entrepreneurs to be led by God in their businesses. How could I do that if I was led by my own strategies? Yeah. Right?
So
true. that was my walk. But he was really just encouraging my heart that like, no, I put all of that inside of you. Mm-hmm. And now that you know how to yield that to me, and now that you have given that to me, now we can use this. Yeah. Now that's your strength.
Yes. Yeah. Just I had goosebumps on goosebumps as you were sharing that story, because I knew exactly what you're going to say. Now you're ready. And that talks beautifully into the next point, intimacy with God and a revelation of his love. It's the foundation to trusting and yielding to him. As you were going through that period, I mean, really leaning in, trusting, going to the word, praying. For someone who is going through that season still where the Lord is, and that's what we talk about often and even in many Bible verses where he's shaping our character, that is when we really need to stay strong, isn't it? Because that is when the enemy can distract us, discourage us to the point where we go, "You know what, I'm going to give up and walk away." And the Lord is probably saying, "Hang on a minute. that you're just doing so well. What insights, yes. maybe some Bible verses that you turn to often through that time that you know is going to be really helpful for someone who may be going through that season in their life?
That's a good question. I mean, everyone has verses that really speak to their heart. But, you know, one of the things that Ephesians 3:20 is one that's constantly speaking to me about, you know, that he does exceeding abundantly above all I could ask, think, or even imagine. When I look at scriptures where he talks about those intimate things, like knowing about the number of hairs on your head and, you know, how you're knitted together and you're mm-hmm. fearfully and wonderfully made. Those are things that are just like really, they just encourage you and affirm you, yeah. you know, affirm you in him. But because of kind of my nature, there's other scriptures that spoke to me yes. because of the things that I had to walk through, you know. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that it's like it's a seasonal scripture for me that has been for years is in Matthew 11:28-30. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it's the scripture where Jesus is saying how his burden is easy and his yoke is light. Yeah. But in the Message translation, I'll never forget this. The first time I read it in the Message translation, and Jesus said, are you tired, worn out, burned down on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. I'll show you the unforced rhythms of grace. Yeah. He says, I'll never lay anything ill-fitting on you, right? Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I had that memorized because it spoke so much to me.
Yeah.
And it's still, it's like, it's my work, my life verse, you know, right now. It's like, what does that look like to flow, to work, to be a parent, to be an entrepreneur, to be a leader in the unforced rhythms of your ridiculously amazing grace? What does that look like? And so for me, that's like a foundation for me.
Yes.
It really has been for years now.
Yeah, I think as you're sharing that, you know, so often the struggles that we have are because of our own doing, isn't it? It's that we're focusing on the negative things. And I'll bring myself into that. And I'm sure people who are listening or watching, hopefully you can take some things away. You know, often we are struggling and we will cry and call out, you know, why am I going through this? Because it's either something that we haven't asked for forgiveness or it's something that we continuously, again, we talked about trusting in. And I think you often find, I know I find that when we do bring that forward to him and pray about it, there is a healing in that and a strengthening that comes only through trusting that he can work in our life. And often, you know, in any struggles, whether it be relationships, business, whatever, well, often is because there's something that I'm doing is holding me back as a barrier. And the fact that you said this verse, it's so true that when we do give that up to him, we are healing in that or able to heal in that. And then the strength that comes through him that ties with our weakness and we're promised to that, there's things that you can then start to do and achieve and see that was just yes. impossible for you to see and do prior to that. Is that something that you found as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's a constant, that intimacy with God is everything because that's where it's like when he knows the areas that are from your past or whatever that need to be healed, you know, he knows the things that, you know, the things that you're bent towards that, you know, he needs to kind of redirect. Like he knows all of that. So that's so foundational. It's just this whole thing around renewing our mind. I'm always saying, like, if you think that you're like, that you've fully renewed your mind, then you need to renew your mind. Because it's like, it's a constant.
You've done that. Yeah, you need to do that every day.
Right. There's no like, been there, done that, mind renewed. Like, there's, oh, because I mean, God, he's just, there's so much more with him. And so you might think that you've like, you've mastered some area or something. And then you'll realize, no. There's a new level. You go from glory to glory to glory.
And then if technology's not working, you've got to do a whole lot of renewing your mind because of things kind of going through that. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
No. I still need Jesus. And I still need him to renew my mind.
Sorry,
this,
Lord.
This is a lifestyle of renewing my mind.
Exactly. Let's talk about something that I think is such a great reminder. It is so true. The world's badge of honoring, of hustling and grinding and busyness. And it is often seen as a badge of honor. I mean, even myself, I do a check-in when someone asks me, how are you going? Oh, really busy. And you're like, imagine if you go, you know what? It's under control. Took the whole morning off and, you know, whatever. I mean, people do, really? But it's so true, isn't it? I mean, speak a bit more about this, because this is going to lighten someone, really, give someone, you know, joy and peace, realizing you do not have to work 24/7, do you?
You really don't. Mm. It's like, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me one day. I was just at the park minding my business, hanging out with my family. He says to me, too many believers idolize hard work, and they exalt hard work over the presence of God in their businesses. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, that's true. Let me meditate on that for a bit, you know? And one of the things that he was kind of taking me through this journey about is just like, what does it look like to work in his rest? And so everything for the past, gosh, how many years now? Probably like the past 4 years, it's just been God just showing me what it looks like to work in his rest, which it's like rest is an awareness of the presence of God, just an ongoing awareness of an all-powerful, all-knowing, just absolutely amazing God in your life, you know, with you, present, you know, all the time. And how to like work in that, right? How to just steward the favor of God. You know, it's like, it's almost like, and I know because I've worked both ways. Mm. When I started, because remember, I was achievement performance driven. You know, I had goals for my
gotta
goals.
Got to get, all those ticks off the to-do list.
Right. You know, so I was like, you know, I all the personal development books, all the, you know, that was how I came up in business. And so I know what I'm talking about because I've lived both sides.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how much peace there is when you learn how to just walk with him. To actually take your plans and surrender them to him, to actually have what I call the most important business meetings, which are the business meetings with the ultimate CEO, the best business partner ever. Yeah. And that's saying, God, here's what I'm thinking about. What's on your heart? What's on your mind? Here are my plans. What are your thoughts? And all of those things, and allowing him to guide, to direct, to give insight. I mean, we have wisdom. I always say Holy Spirit is the most underrated person on earth, because it's like we have wisdom residing on the inside of us, but we keep looking externally for everybody else's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But yet inside of us is wisdom.
Yeah.
Right.
We just need to ask sometimes, don't we?
Right. So always looking for something external, always looking for the expert's blueprint, but God has blueprints. He has blueprints designed just for you, just for your business, you know, just for what you're called to. He has it. And he'll give you people who have insight that can give you godly wisdom. It's not like, you know, there's not other people. But when we look to those people versus looking at him as the source, you know, we get into this hustle thing.
Yeah.
We get financial anxiety because we're overly concerned with money. You know, we're overly concerned. Where's the money coming from? How, you know, where's it coming from?
Mm.
You know, and the Lord says, like Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added.
Yeah,
right?
So true.
And so we've got, it's a mindset and it's a heart posture. It's both of those things.
Yeah.
And when you learn how to just flow with him, you realize that, man, like this is way better than I ever could have possibly imagined.
Yeah.
It takes my feeling like, because they say that I need to make 150 phone calls, cold calls to do this. But if I spent 30 minutes in the presence of God, just like seeking God about stuff, he will highlight. I was just interviewing someone about this. He's like, I could have made 150 phone calls, but God highlighted to me a name and a number. I called that one name and that one number, and we just had an awesome conversation, and it was business.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, and I got to hang out with God.
Yeah.
And then he gave me insight. Like, these are the stories of people all the time that partner with God. It's my personal testimony and the testimony of so many who decide to yield themselves to him and just say, you know what, this might look different and people might think I'm kind of crazy, but this is God's best.
Yeah.
And I want to walk in that because that's how I best glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, folks, you know, I think about it and I'm like, I'm always like thinking about the folks who are just like, I'm on team no sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead and I'm on my grind. And I, you know, and then we have the Christianized versions of like, I wait, pray, and then I grind, or I'm on my holy hustle, or I'm hustling for Jesus, or I'm, you know, and all this stuff. And it's still the same mindset. You're just adding Jesus on top of it. And at the end of the day, when you're working and working and working and just working in your own strength, over time, you'll eventually, I mean, you're going to find success. I mean, you just keep working at it. You're going to find a level of success from perhaps your perspective and certainly the world's perspective. But at the end of the day, when you say, to God be the glory, it's like, who's convinced to God be the glory?
Yeah, so
it's
true.
Like, to you be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just operate in your own strength, and congratulations to you, and I hope your family's intact and everything else in your life's intact and all of those things. And if they are, good, but to God be the glory. Like, I don't have to believe in God. I don't have to believe in God for that. Mm. That's not the testimony of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? It's so true. Everything that you're saying, I think as Christian entrepreneurs, there is that balance we have to maintain all the time, like renewing our minds. We have to check in consistently, because there are things that God requires of us to do. Like I've often said on various podcasts, it would be great if God could do social media and sales calls and things like that. But there's certain things. I mean, ask, you know, Him first and lean into Him. And as you say, sometimes we can work for hours and hours and hours, again, trusting on our own strength that our businesses will be successful. But if we spend half an hour in prayer and time with Him, and He knows that our focus is first on Him, then things can just align and opportunities come forward that you just know that there just could not have been any other way than the Holy Spirit, than he working in that. And I think as kingdom entrepreneurs, we need to be so mindful of that. And if we're not sure, ask, because He'll show you. Yes. He'll show you. I remember just a couple of weeks ago, I was coming down the stairs and there were some things that I was going through, and I stopped and I said, you know what? I'm not even going to chase this thought, but I'm just going to do what we are commanded to do, which is to thank Him even in situations of anxiousness. Yes. And then I sat and I just prayed and there was this calmness. And then it was a domino effect. What about this? What about that? What about? And it planned out the entire thing. And then, he was doing that, and as I was writing these ideas down, it was as if they were always there. But I know if I had have rushed ahead and tried it on my own, I would have gone on another complete, you know, new way. And it's exciting when you partner with Him that way, because as you said, He reveals things that you just would not have been able to come to on your own, or He waits, He holds it till you are ready and say, because where I'm going to take you requires my strength more than your own. So I'm just going to sit back. And He is a patient God. He's a forgiving God and a loving God, but He's also very patient, and He'll wait.
I love that. Yes. I say, like, you know, whatever you grind to create is a thing that you have to maintain, you know, but the things that you do by His grace, those are the things, you know, when you allow Him to elevate you, and, you know, when you allow Him, you allow the, you know, yourself to flow with Him in your business, He maintains that. He grows that. He nurtures that, you know, and it truly is to Him be the glory. I think about my, so I told you that 4 years ago, this kind of, gosh, probably only like 5 years ago, like this journey kind of started with me. And then last year, end of last year, beginning of this year, I had released a book called Grace Over Grind, How Grace Will Take Your Business Where Grinding Can't. Mm-hmm. And when I was writing that book, the Lord said to me, when you release this book, you will be the poster child for the message in this book.
Yeah.
I didn't know exactly what that looked like or what that meant or anything like that. But when I released the book, it's been so funny. So it was, the official launch was in January. And since January, now Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur as an organization will be 6 years old in November.
Yeah.
If I look at this year from January to now, okay, if I look at what's taken place in the time, which by the way, I've spent work the least because I have an 18-month-year-old at home.
Yeah.
And the time that I've spent the least time working from January to now, we have experienced exponential growth. Like things like things that you can only explain by God, like the favor of God in situations, the favor of God from organizations, the favor of God for emails being sent out to from organizations about your stuff that you're like, you know, getting favor on a top first position on something, so people don't have to search to find your stuff and it's right there. But I didn't try to hack it, or figure out the SEO or figure out someone's algorithms, but yet it's there. And and just people who are being led of the Lord and giving me insight into something or opening a door, and all of those things have. I mean, I was literally spending $250 to $300 a month on Facebook ads every single month. And it was like, and that would yield like 100, let's say 90-something to 100-and-something people on that particular, you know, lead, right? Lead generation for a free course that we were offering. And when all of this took place, after the book was released and just things just started going nuts, now that was 90-something to 120 at most in a month. Since February, it's been over 1,000 a month, and with $0 spent. That's the kind of stuff that you cannot explain it. You cannot say I did it, because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. God did that. I didn't do that. He opened doors. I didn't open them. He opened them, right? And I've got like all year. So anything that we measure, anything, even income, from revenue to podcast downloads to book sales to mentoring students to all of it, everything grew like,
yeah,
because God said it. And then he performed it, mm-hmm. right? And I can't even take the credit for it. I take zero credit for it. I can't. I'm barely working. So that, I mean, Wednesdays I work, a little bit on Friday mornings, a little bit on Monday. Mostly I'm with the baby.
Yeah.
And so that's the favor of God. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's like I'm sitting around doing nothing, but I do have an expectation. I do what I can do,
yep.
right? But God adds the increase. He does way more than I could ever possibly imagine. Mm. And that's after seasons of just sowing the seeds.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not giving up sowing the seeds.
So, so true. And I think, you know, so when we do remain steadfast, because we know without a shadow of the doubt, we are walking the path and the journey that he wants, and he's building the strengths. Yes. He will take that when we, everything that we spoke about today, and he will multiply that beyond your expectations. In fact, if he had have said something to you prior, you probably wouldn't have believed him, because of the fact that, you know, again, what we said, we both looked at what we were doing and we think, how can that possibly be if I'm not injecting, you know, buying Facebook ads and not working X amount of hours per week, which is just such an incredible story. So how can people connect? You've talked about your book. How can they get that? Because I'm sure this is something that so many struggle with. What's the best way to connect with you?
Yeah. So for the book, I recommend going to graceovergrind.com. So that's it's available in every version you could possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. I recommend the paperback and the audio version. So that's for the book. But then in general, Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur is at kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. And that'll just connect you to everything we've got going on, community mentoring, you know.
Yeah,
teaching,
fabulous.
All of that good stuff.
Excellent. Yeah. And we'll put all of the links, of course, on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE265. One of the things I'm doing, Shay, is just finishing the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, fabulous. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Shay today and just be reminded how important it is to lean into you first, to always seek your kingdom first, particularly if we do want to build kingdom businesses that honor you in every way. We need to realize that we're not going to do that on our own stead, on our own strength. Lord, yes, you have blessed us each individually with gifts and strength and skills. However, Lord, you can take them to such a higher level, as Shay has shared with her testimony, if we continue to renew our mind and if we lean into you and recognize that it's not through our own doing, but rather through you working through us. Father, we just want to uphold Shay and her team and the work that she is doing up in prayer. Continue for blessings with the young one that she has too. Continue to bless her as she's nurturing that young child in the faith as well. Continue to bless the business and, of course, the men and women who hear about her and who read her book and realize it as they build kingdom business, how important it is to focus first and foremost on you. Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity and be reminded that it can be fun growing a kingdom business only, Lord, if we are partnering with you. So we just want to thank you for loving us, for forgiving us each time that we stumble, but you are such a forgiving, loving, caring, nurturing God, and we just want to thank you and honor you in that. And we ask this all in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Have loved you. I've heard a lot from other people who, you know, we're talking about the subject. Oh, you're Grace Over Grind. I said, one day I would just speak to her. And it's great to be able to do that. It is something I think everybody Wonderful. Struggles with. But we know that we don't Yes. need to partner with him, lean into him. And a lot of times, you know, we think, goodness, that's amazing. And, of course, it is. So thanks once
and
again for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's so fun.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.